Hey, Mom, when Dad's not here, didn't he say I'm the man of the house?
He certainly did, and I agree.
Swell. And I think the man of the house won't have liver for lunch today. I think he'll have a peanut butter sandwich and a glass of root beer.
Dennis.
What are you doing, Mr. Wilson? Watering?
I can't talk to you now, Dennis. I'm trying to get through here.
I'll help you get through so you can talk to me, okay?
I was afraid of that.
You'd get your watering done a lot faster if you'd use a hose, Mr. Wilson.
I'm not watering, Dennis. I'm spraying.
I know it, but you ought to use the hose so you can squirt.
I don't want the squirt. I'm using an insecticide.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
What's an insecticide, Mr. Wilson?
It's to get rid of pests.
What's a pest?
It's a little six-legged creature that, come to think of it, sometimes they only have two legs.
Morning, Wilson, Dennis.
Oh. Neither have I.
Bang, 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 bang. Kapow, kapow. Wouldn't it be nice if they moved next door to you? Gee, I haven't seen you since you used to live here, Mr. Burnley.
Oh, you remember me, do you?
Sure I do. I remember you from when Mrs. Burnley used to hang out the watch. She made you wear that long, funny underwear with a door in it.
They don't miss much, do they?
Mr. Wilson bought a bunch of new underwear, didn't you, Mr. Wilson?
All right, Dennis.
And Miss Kate. But I found an old one in the trash can. And me and Tommy can both get in it at the same time.
Oh, the curiosity of the young. It can drive an adult out of his mind.
Sometimes when I get to feeling sorry for myself, I just think of his mother. She deserves flowers every day in the week.
She sure does, boy.
Oh, did you sell a house yet?
Nope, the folks that just drove away love it.
The ones with the kids?
That's right. But they say they can't afford it.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, I guess you'll have to go back to renting it.
No. I may have to come down on my price a little. Look, if you can drum up a buyer for me, I'd gladly give you the 5% commission.
Well, I haven't had much experience selling real estate, but...
If I drum up somebody that'll buy your house, will you give me the 5 cents?
Gladly, Dennis, gladly.
I'll help you all I can, Mr. Burnley.
Well, thank you, Dennis. And I'll see you later, Wilson. Oh, if you drum up a prospect to look at it, you know where the keys are.
Right, Burnley.
Bye, Mr. Burnley.
Goodbye.
Are we going to finish up our spring, Mr. Wilson?
We're all finished, thank you. I'm going in the house.
What are we going to do in the house?
Not we, me. I'm going in where I can get some peace and quiet. Now, why don't you go home and talk to your mother?
Okay. Did you mean what you said about her deserving flowers every day in the week?
I most certainly did.
There goes a swell guy, Fremont. My mom just loves flowers. I'm home!
Yes, Dennis. How many times have I told you about slamming that door?
Did I slam it?
Yes, you did.
Excuse me, Mom. I guess I was in such a hurry to bring you these flowers that I forgot.
Oh, Dennis, that was very sweet. Well, you didn't get these from Mr. Wilson's yard.
Sure, it was his idea.
Are you sure?
Yes. He said you should have them every day in the week.
I'll have to check into this.
Say, have you seen my drummony place?
Yes, it's up in your bedroom closet. Why?
I gotta drum up a customer. I gotta sell a house.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Alice Mitchell. Dennis tells me you've given him permission to pick some of your flowers.
I certainly did not. I'm developing the Wilson Zinni, and I want those flowers to go to seed. Oh, you should see them. They're just beautiful.
I'm looking at them this very minute, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Mrs. Mitchell, how could you possibly see them from... He picked five.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Wilson, and Dennis is going to be punished for telling me a falsehood.
Oh, he didn't lie. He just misunderstood. You see, I told him you deserved the flowers, and I guess he just thought he could pick them.
Well, I'll see to it that he never touches your flowers again, even if I have to remind him several times a day. It's the least I can do. Will we be seeing you this evening at the McClure Surprise Anniversary Party?
We were not invited. Oh, not that I care. I know what happened. Ted Melton organized the party, and he's never gotten over my dog beating his at the dog show.
Oh, that's too bad.
Ted Melton's just showing himself for the petty, small-minded person that he is. But it'll be a cold day in Hawaii before he's invited to my house again.
We'll miss you, Mr. Wilson. And I'm going to talk to Dennis about taking your flowers right away. Goodbye. Dennis, I want to talk to you.
Martha, he just drives me crazy.
Well, after all, you gave him the idea about picking the flowers. Don't be so grumpy.
Oh, it isn't that I want to be, Martha. Honestly, it's... I always thought when I reached my age, I'd enjoy the sight of children playing, the sound of innocent laughter, and answering their little questions.
Well, George?
And then Dennis shows up. Ever since, I've been a nervous wreck.
Don't let little things annoy you. Now, you stretch out and have a nice nap. I'm going over to Helen Scott.
Oh, I remember her. What are you going to see her about?
She's going apartment hunting, and she wants me along for company.
Oh, well, I'll say hello to Mr. Scott for him. Have a good time, Martha. Oh, boy, that feels good. What's that?
I don't believe
it. Ah, Mr. Sale!
Dennis!
Hi, Mr. Wilson!
Will you please stop pounding that drum?
Something the matter, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, there's something the matter. Come here.
George, for heaven's sake, stop shouting at the boy.
I had to shout to be heard. See, I have an idea. Maybe I could talk him into cutting his drum open to see what makes the noise.
George Wilson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I was only fooling.
No, you weren't.
You want to talk to me, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I do, Dennis. Don't step in the flowers.
Boy, that was close, wasn't it, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, I'd like to buy your drum. I'll give you 50 cents for it.
Well, my grandpa gave it to me, so I can't sell it. Why don't you ask Mrs. Wilson to buy you one of your own?
Dennis, what I'm trying to get you to do is stop beating it. I'm resting.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wilson. Will you let me know when you're through so I can get back to selling the house again? That window sure breaks easy, doesn't it, Mr. Wilson? Remember when my baseball went through it?
Now see what you've done.
Oh, never mind that. Say, Martha, you say the Scotts are looking for a new apartment, huh?
That's right.
He's quite well off, isn't he?
Yes, but why do you ask?
Do they have any little children?
No, they're our age.
Any grandchildren?
No, they're childless.
They sound wonderful. Wait till I change my clothes.
Well, what's this all about? Where are you going?
With you. I'm going to talk the Scots into buying a house.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. What have you been up to today?
Well, I was drumming up customers for Mr. Burnley's house till Mr. Wilson had to take his nap.
And I do mean with a drum.
Well, I think in the interest of the good neighbor policy, we better put a stop to that. You know Gene Krupa, you know.
So, you didn't think I could do it, eh, Martha? Well, you'll just have to learn to have more faith in me.
Just because the Scouts have agreed to come and look at the Burnley house doesn't mean they're going to buy it.
You know, there was a reason why I sold more women's wear than anyone else in this state, and that reason was salesmanship.
Yes, dear.
Don't you worry. When the Scots hear my pitch, they'll buy. There they are now. Dennis, what are you doing here?
My dad sent me over to apologize for all that drumming. I'm no Jim Croupy, you know.
Oh, do I know?
If I can't use my drum, I don't know how I'm going to sell Mr. Burnley's house for him.
You can just forget about that, Dennis. It's all been taken care of.
Did somebody hear my drum?
Everybody heard your drum. And Mrs. Wilson found someone who's interested in the house.
Really?
Yes. Dennis, what are you going to be doing this afternoon?
I don't know. Is there some game you want to play?
No. Here's 50 cents. Why don't you go to the movie at the arcade?
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson. I'll go ask my mom.
Yes, you do that, and sit through the picture twice.
I always do.
I tell you, Martha, that movie was a good idea. If there's one thing that might wreck my pitch to the Scots, it's Dennis. Now we're rid of him for at least 3 hours.
I guess I won't go, Mr. Wilson.
Well, why not?
Because I just remembered, when Tommy gets back from the dentist, he won't have anybody to play with.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What are you counting, Mr. Wilson?
Here's enough money so Tommy can go, too.
Oh, is that what you were counting? Thanks, Mr. Wilson. Bye.
Well, that ends that. The next time that doorbell rings, it'll be our future neighbors.
Hi, Mr. Ferris. Come to fix Mr. Wilson's window again?
I sure have, Dennis. How did you do it this time?
Me, it was good old Mr. Wilson. Me and him were right in the middle of talking when he felt this draft and slammed it.
Well, I'll go on in and get to work on it.
I'd help you, but I gotta go home and get permission about a movie.
Well, Mr. Scott. Oh, it's you, Mr. Ferris. Well, I thought you'd send one of your workmen. I didn't want you to have to come over.
Well, Saturday afternoon, you know, my boys have the day off. I understand you're to be blamed for this one, Mr. Wilson.
Now, that's something I'll argue all the way to the Supreme Court.
Hey, Mom, is it okay if me and Tommy go to the... Boy, do I want a piece of that cake!
I'm sorry, Dennis. This cake isn't for us.
We're baking a cake in our very own kitchen for somebody else?
That's right. It's for the McClures.
Boy, that looks like good cake. How come we're giving it to the McClures?
Because tonight's their anniversary, and a lot of us are going to get together and give them a surprise party.
Say, that sounds like fun. I'll bring my bugle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. This is a grown-up party.
Well, if everybody's going to a party except me, and eat cake except me, can me and Tommy go to the movie this afternoon?
I suppose so. Run on up and get my purse.
I don't need your purse. Good old Mr. Wilson is treating us.
Well, isn't that nice of him? I hope you remember to thank him.
Sure I did. I thanked him right in the door. Now I gotta go see if Tommy can go. So long, Mom.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll have Tommy thank him, too.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Scott, I hope you didn't have any trouble finding the place.
Oh, no. I hope we're not too late.
No, not at all. Martha, it's the Scots. The great Scots. I have to have my little joke.
Hi. Hi, Tommy. Hi, Mrs. Anderson.
Hi, Dennis.
Guess what good old Mr. Wilson did? He gave money for me and Tommy to go to the movies. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. I know it's Saturday, but Tommy went to the movies with us just last night. I think that's enough movies for this weekend.
How about
I'm sorry. No.
Well, we gotta do something. We got all this money to spend.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
How about me buying a bunch of stuff to eat and giving Tommy a surprise party?
That's a swell idea.
Oh, no, not in this house. I'm still finding traces of his birthday party.
Say, that reminds me. It's probably not good anymore, but I hid a piece of birthday cake in your piano.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't want to take up your afternoon. Should we take a look at the house?
Oh, don't worry about the time. The matinee is just starting.
Matinee?
Oh, well, that's an expression I use. It means there's lots of time. shall we take a look at it?
Why not?
Yes.
I'll make some coffee while you're gone.
Oh, fine. Maybe we'll be having a little party to welcome our new neighbors.
Dennis Mitchell, have you been in Mr. Wilson's flowers again?
Heck no, Mom.
Oh, we'll see that you don't. Mr. Wilson is very unhappy today.
Just on account of those flowers I picked?
Well, not only that. He's also unhappy because he wasn't invited to the McClure surprise party.
Really? Boy, am I glad I came in to see you. See you later, Mom.
Well, how did you like it? I think it's a wonderful house. Don't you, Andrew?
Well, that depends. How much is he asking for the house?
$20,000, but I'll bet he'll come down to $19,500.
Giving the surprise party to Mr. Wilson was a swell idea.
Yeah, I wish I'd have thought of it before the ice cream got so soft.
I think good old Mr. Wilson likes his ice cream crisp.
Well, come on, let's go. First, maybe I better make sure we're welcome. You kids wait here, and if it's okay, I'll yell at you.
There's a lot of storage room in the attic, too. I always liked that.
It gives her a place to keep her dressmaker's form she got the first year we were married. Tell me, are the taxes high in this area?
Oh, no, they're very low. That's why I moved here when I retired. But the streets and sewers are all in.
Hey, that's an advantage of moving into an area that's already built up. You miss all the special assessments.
And I certainly like the neighborhood. It's so quiet.
Quiet's very important to Mr. Stark.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Can I talk to you for a minute, please, Mr. Wilson?
What a cute little boy.
Cute and quiet.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Scott, Dennis.
How do you do, Mr. and Mrs. Scott?
My, doesn't he have nice manners?
Usually I shake hands, but they're a little bit full of chocolate ice cream.
Oh, well, Dennis, you can come and sit with me and be nice and quiet.
Oh! Did I put my knee in your stomach, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, you did, Dennis, but it's all right. Oh, he's a nice, quiet little boy.
Am I welcome?
Oh, yes, Dennis, you're welcome.
Excuse me for a minute, please.
What was that all about, Dennis?
You'll see. Can I do it again, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, you did, Dennis. Why did you call out the window? I'm just awfully sorry about that ice cream in your hat, Mr. Scott.
Oh, forget it.
There's still a little in your hair, dear.
Thank you, dear.
Well, about the house. Shall I have Mr. Burnley get in touch with you?
I don't think so, Mr. Wilson.
It's a lovely house, but...
We don't think so.
But if you like it, why not?
As you know, Mr. Wilson, we like a lot of quiet.
And while it's a great tribute to you, the way these youngsters love you, giving you this surprise party and all, I don't think that we are quite up to all their youthful energy and excitement.
But thanks for showing us through. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mr. Wilson! Guess what?
that?
The man that owns the window fixing company.
Mr. Ferris?
Sure. After he was here yesterday, he went right to Mr. Burnley and bought it.
Are you sure?
Here's the 5 cents commission. You want to go share a soda with me?
No, thank you. I wonder if he has any kids.
I asked him, he said 3 and 1 on the way.
No.
And the one on the way has got to be 2 of them. Hey, Mr. Wilson, you broke your ring. Why'd you break your ring, Mr. Wilson? Was it too long, Mr. Wilson? Huh, Mr. Wilson? You know what, Mr. Wilson? You look funny.
Maybe you can't spend much time with your buddies, but now you can spend twice as much time with your little buddy and the skipper, the millionaire, his wife, and the rest with 2 episodes of Gilligan's Island coming up next on TV Land's Twice as Nice.